to the wealthy, and you ignored the blind man, because apparently he was in dialogue with some of the, you know, upper class Quraysh, because he was trying to bring them and convince them of the message to open their hearts. And a blind man came in, or came near this gathering, and was trying to get his attention, but he ignored him. And then Allah rebuked him in the revelation, and, you know, said, why, you know, you do that? So it's very interesting, though, the interpretation of Ibn Arabi is that the Prophet was, it's not that he was drawn by wealth and ignoring the poor. In the country, he was always with the poor. But he was paying attention. He saw his Lord as glorious. So the form of glory that was represented by the Quraysh, you know, wealthy Quraysh, was actually an attribute of Allah. It, he was paying attention only to Allah there, to his Lord, and but to the, it was to the attribute of majesty, you know. And whereas the Allah came in the form of the blind man, and so and he did not, in a sense, notice that. He gave more importance to the majesty, and so Allah taught him that way, that, you know, I appear, of course, as the humble. And so it, in a sense, expanded, just as Moses was taught by Allah in the, you know, that beautiful story in Rumi. Moses was taught, when a little bit similar, where Moses overheard the shepherd, who was a devotee of God, and speaking to God in the most tender way, and saying, oh God, I'm, you know, I'm going to tie your shoes, and I comb your hair, and I take care of you, and, you know, I love you so much. And Moses was like so shocked, and he said, how can you speak to God that way, you know? And he said, you know, don't dare speak in this way to God. And God is the exalted and the majestic and, you know, beyond all the worlds, and has no form. And then, so the poor shepherd was so distraught that, you know, he had done something wrong. So he ran off into the desert. And then Allah rebuked his prophet and said, how dare you talk to my lover that way, you know. And so Moses, of course, went out desperately searching for the shepherd to try to find him. Allah said, you find my lover and, you know, say you're sorry. And then Moses finally found him after a while of searching, and then, you know, said, I'm so sorry, you know, my Lord has told me that, you know, that he welcomes you as his lover, and in whatever way you approach him, whatever way you love him, is good. But then the shepherd had learned also to see the other aspect of the majestic, the transcendent aspect of God. And so, and Moses had learned to see the, you know, you might say the God in form, good form, and through what is near and humble. So it's interesting, it's sort of similar for both prophets, the teaching that was given to them.